Indian country, can you all hear me? Hello. From parts unknown. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right.
Well, I figured we'd do this special show on the anniversary of December 19th, 2007, when the Lakota unilaterally withdrew.
Mm-hmm. You're the only one on the show.
Can you still hear me, little brother?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. In 2007, listening audience, the Lakota unilaterally withdrawn from the American system vested upon the independence of the matriarchal system that the Lakota people had back in ancient times, which is still upon us. Ancient times is still here. The late Oyate Wachinampi Tehiakte Shanupa Gluha Money and Phyllis Young. Phyllis was supposed to give us her Indian name, but she didn't. So aside from all that, Phyllis Young, Shanupa Gluha Money, Oyate Wachinampi and Tehiakte, you all knew them as Dennis Dwayne Martin Sr., Russell Means, and Gary Rowland. We four represented the Lakota Nation because you Lakotas were so badly assimilated, you couldn't handle the fact that we stood up for you to help you represent yourselves and become free and independent, where you can be self-serving and help your own people survive in this year 2022 and comes to an end. So being compelled with all since 2007, that you can do it too. We paved these opportunities for you. We also gave you the validity to understand indigenous philosophy, but it's still a world controlled by men. And when you people keep putting your pledges on the system because of how it erodes and it erodes your current situation, these are the things that go unfold, and you can't get the momentum of a value to be orchestrated for you to help your people get out of dormancy. We had a newly elected tribal president come in on the Oglala Sioux Tribe's Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, and he too could not face this dilemma here on Pine Ridge because we're under a severe winter storm blizzard. But yet they're up there at the Al-Anai basketball tournament giving money to the white man when that white man hates us. He kills us. He puts us in jail. He takes our children away from families because you all support sociological deformatory and alcohol and drugs. So this is why we unilaterally withdrew. Other callers to come on. Call them. Get on.
I don't know if it's your cell phone, but you keep on fading out.
Help your children, your grandchildren, anyone else get out of dormancy. You unilaterally withdrew. We were giving you the benefit of a doubt to believe in yourself. Once again, pick it back up. Enough of all this bullshit that goes on in Indian country. Scores and scores of people are without food, wood, calling. Hey, labor people are calling us for wood. This kind of crap bullshit. They care about people. That's what they say. That's why you vote for this stuff, people.
Shanupa,
unilaterally withdrawn. We
your
did
phone,
it.
Your
to help
phone
you.
Is fading out.
Hello?
Yeah, your phone is fading out. So the last like segment, the last 30 seconds, I didn't hear anything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio show's on.
Welcome back.
We have 40 below weather down here in Pine Ridge. It's so goddamn cold. People are freezing. Probably found dead, frozen. But yet, the Lakota people still are living in the most poverty-stricken area, and the Oglala Sioux tribe's newly elected tribal president cannot do a goddamn thing to help his tribal membership. You're out of propane? Ah. Let him know. I'll come back later. I'm going to go check on Washington, see if he's ready. Dwayne. And these guys. See, this is what happens on a reservation. Everybody don't want to do nothing. Nobody wants to do nothing to help. This is why we successfully, unilaterally withdrew from the system. To help our people. Listening audience, you need to really fucking pay attention, people. America has always been a communist country that creates dilemmas that are very hard for the sick, the poor, and the weak. Only the rich survive because they can afford the dilemma that's unfolding in American culture. This is what's happening. And so the rest of the people can't do a goddamn thing with it because sociological deformatory. This whole world is under a crisis, but the rest of humanity don't give a damn. Unilaterally withdrawn forces people to pick up independence and do for themselves. That way they don't have to rely on the system because the system cannot help you. That's when you have that right. You have that right, people. It frustrates me that all of you are all stuck on the might of America to serve you. They're making junkies out of you American people in this country. Hello, Americans, you are all junkies. Every single one of you are junkies, Americans. You're junkies. I don't give a fuck if you're Christian. I don't care what it is. You're junkies. You're sociologically deformed with the products of the way centrism works in America. You're all that way. And as stupid as these people, they don't see it. So the part of this stuff, they don't use their fucking head. They don't get it, these people. But yet, that's what you like. You like that shit. You like everybody to be dead. So you're trying to turn it into a new world order, one world government. Man, fuck you people. Wake up. American people, if you claim to be Americans, wake the fuck up. Understand what's going on here. You're dying at an alarming rate, but yet you can't see it. It's unfolding before you. Step up. Wake the fuck up and get out of dormancy. Get off the fucking drugs. That's what's happening. I don't care if you're black, red, yellow, and white. Get off the drugs. That's how the system operates. You're all fucking dead and you don't even know it. This is why we withdrew from the system. To help our people pick up where they're all supposed to be by being independent. You don't see us crying out to you guys to help us with money. Tribal governments do it every fucking day. You give it to them and they don't help their people. 40 below zero here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. What the fuck does that tell you guys? People are without wood. People are without propane. America, you did this, America. You keep fucking around with the climate change, putting satellites in space. It fucks it up. Question that, people. Question it. My God, how the fuck you guys gonna live? People are dying every second, every moment. What the fuck is wrong with you? Wake the fuck up, people. God damn. If you like being in this demise of struggle, then shut the fuck up. Quit asking for help. Quit begging for it. Quit using the internet to get money and donations, and you're not using it for people in need. Quit doing that. Stop it, people. Chinupa's out here in the fucking cold delivering wood to people. And I don't ask for one red cent or a white cent or a purple cent from anyone. That's what you guys don't get. Unilaterally withdrawn from the system forces you to pick up independence and do for yourselves to do for others. It's called caring. It's called believing in the way a matriarchal system has been doing it from day one. But the rest of you sons of bitches don't get it. Women want to cry around, threaten people with paper, say bad shit to people, want to do all this shit. You created that. You come and live in Pine Ridge for one fucking time once and see what the hell we're talking about. Ain't nobody repair our cars. Ain't nobody repairs our pickup trucks when they break down. Ain't nobody paying for the chainsaws, the blades, the oil, all of this shit that we use to help our people. Ain't nobody doing that. I don't hear you fuckers. You question. You're all on drugs. You're soliciting in the name of drugs. You know that, people. You know that, Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. You're soliciting in the name of drugs. Drugs. Listen, people, you're soliciting in the name of drugs. As long as you're numb and dumb, then that's sociological deformatory. You can't think freely. You can't stay warm. You can't crave your hunger. You can't fix your hunger. That's what drugs does. That's what alcohol does. And you all are supporting it. This is what America does. America does this to everybody. He'll do it to his own. Think about it. The Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is under a crisis. I said this to the council. You want to dribble a goddamn basketball in Rapid City? You want to live in nice motel rooms, spend millions and millions of dollars that the federal government gave to your needy people here on Pine Ridge? And yet you're up there buying all these nice rooms, feeding your face with all that food that belongs to the white man while your people are starving down here in Pine Ridge, going without heat, electricity, food, and yet you all up to see Kevin Keller move for this shit. He's no longer in office. The same with Julian Bearrunner. They wanted weed legalized on Pine Ridge. So now you have it. So all the council take off on business trips, get per diem, and yet the rest of the people are without. This is what you did, America. America, you did this. When are you going to investigate your tribal governments? The illegal spending of the money, the criteria that hurts people, the criteria you're putting them in dormancy. America, when is a country outside the waters going to investigate America? That's what needs to happen. Countries that are fucking fighting each other, whether it's Russia and the Ukraine, investigate America. Come on, people. Where's the human rights activists? Where are all of you sons of bitches, man? Where in the fuck are you screaming and shouting, man? You ain't doing a goddamn thing. You're complaining. I get frustrated. This is why we unilaterally withdrew. We withdrew because we're sick and tired of this. So the only way you can serve your people is independence. I try to get people to come on the goddamn show today. They can't even come on. I guess there's only one Wind Indian left in this world. There's only one Lakota still alive. And that's Chinupa Gluha money. of the free and independent Lakota Nation. This is why we have this show called the Indigenous Voices of People. I struggle too, but I don't say a fucking word, man. I'm a warrior. This is what we go through. And you people don't get it. It's cold outside. And where are you? I thank people like Tristan Johnson, David Clark, Jeff Bell. I thank these people that know how to serve people in need. We ask them for help all the time. They step up. They need that help too for themselves. But they still look out for the indigenous people. They see it. There's bad and good blood in every white race that's out there. You can hear this grinding on my pickup truck. You hear that, people? That's my truck making that noise. So if it breaks down, I ain't got no fucking money to fix it. I got to call people. This is how much I care for my people to have warmth. That's why I deliver wood. And these cold climates that come in, white man, you created that. You got 230 out of satellites up there trying to control this weather. God damn it. The weather will kick your ass. And you people don't get it. That's my truck making that noise. Tyreek, do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear it.
Do you hear my truck?
Yeah, I hear it.
That's what we do. But yet nobody wants to pay attention to it. They like that sociological behavior of living. I did. I told everybody, hey, we got a show. Come on. I called everybody. Nobody came on. I'm probably the only one on the show, right?
Right. Yep.
Eh? Well, I'll leave it at that. Let's get off the air. We had a half hour sharing what we could, man. These people don't get it. My people are done. I got to work on getting my truck fixed. Got to get this wood delivered to this grandma's house. Hey, this is what's happening, man. I thank you all for tuning in on the Indigenous Voices of People. This was an emergency broadcast that we brought in. And thanks to Tyreek, the Palestinian brother of ours from Palestine, doing this show out of his heart, caring and loving. That's what he did. He believes in that. He believes in freedom. He's trying to get his country out of dormancy. And that's what's happening. We thank you all for tuning in, and we're going to let you all get back to your sociological life and stay focused on what goes on in Indian country. Thank you, and have a great rest of the week. Take care.
Take care.